First up, the troubled relationship between Russia and the U.S. seems to be getting worse. On Monday, Russia announced that it was suspending part of an agreement with America focused on reducing the two countries' nuclear weapons. The agreement was signed in the year 2000. It was for the two nations to get rid of their extra plutonium, an element that can be used to make nuclear weapons. But because of what it called unfriendly actions by the U.S., Russia said the deal was suspended. Analysts say it's mostly a symbolic move that follows a series of recent disagreements between the two countries. The U.S. also made an announcement concerning Russia that it was suspending talks with the country over ending the violence in Syria. You might remember that Russia and the U.S. organized a short-lived ceasefire there. The U.S. blamed Russia for making commitments in Syria that it didn't follow, but America says it's still looking for ways to find peace in Syria. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the decision to end talks with Russia was not linked to Russia's suspension of the plutonium agreement. And no matter which candidate wins, he or she could have a very strenuous time determining the nation's new foreign policy. In addition to Russia, in addition to Syria, there are several international challenges awaiting the next U.S. president. One of them, involving the communist nation of North Korea, might not even wait for Inauguration Day. The U.S.-based Center for Strategic and International Studies says North Korean leaders have routinely tried to ramp up international tensions, especially around U.S. elections. North Korea has conducted missile tests and nuclear tests as a way of trying to intimidate U.S. leaders. Though fighting in the Korean War ended in 1953, the North has remained a U.S. rival.
North Korea could be the biggest global headache facing the next U.S. president. Here's why. It's a real and growing nuclear threat, not only to the region, but potentially the world. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is relentless. Sanctions and warnings have done little to slow his nuclear ambition. In fact, he's accelerated his weapons program. Kim wants an arsenal of nuclear missiles capable of hitting the U.S., and he's developing missiles that can be fired from submarines and mobile launchers, making them really hard to track. So the next U.S. president faces two challenges. One, trying to convince North Korea's unpredictable young leader to give up his nukes. And the other challenge is to be prepared for any scenario, including an attack.